Hey, hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Conversations with Rookie. And yes, the much awaited episode is out. And with me here today is the awesome Dr. Adams. You may have heard her in the first video, and if you haven't heard her, she's super amazing, super inspiring. She is Dr. Adams. She's a pastor in Believe in Love World Campus Ministry. So Pastor K is what we call her. She's also a professor of chemistry, and she is the president of Haritech, an educational platform or enterprise that is changing and transforming lives. Welcome, Pastor K. Welcome, Dr.
Thank you
Adams.
so much. I'm always excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited for this episode. The last episode actually had the highest number of plays that we've ever had.
Praise God. We thank
And
God.
it's very popular, and I know that so many people reached out to me after listening to it. Just inspired by it. So thank you so much.
God. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I was saying that this is something that I've honestly been dreaming about. It's only that we're not talking about what I initially thought we would talk about, but I think we'll still talk about that one. The law of exchange.
It will come. Oh yes,
It's
that's a
come when it
whole
comes.
new ball game. But I think it
But
ties to it. Yeah. Event we'll see that we'll see a common trend when we get into that. So these are like the bases. It's kind of preparing and preparing because it does. It all ties together. Yes.
Okay, I can see what you mean. But yeah, so we are talking about the vessel, and last time Dr. Adams and I spoke about recognizing that you are a vessel. So
Yes.
it's taken from the scripture in 2 Timothy, which I will read every chance I get. Let me just read it again once more. So in case you haven't listened to the first episode, you can go back, but you can listen from this as well. Let me read 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20, which really is the premise for this series of conversations. Even in mega rich households, they are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, right? So everyone is different. Everyone that God has made is different, right? A vessel's usefulness defines its true value. Even though their functions differ, each vessel is equally important. Realize your individual value and stop discrediting yourself. You are indispensable for your master's use, and he knows exactly what he has in you. So be ready for any good work. And this is so powerful. Last time we talked about recognize that you are a vessel, that you were made for a purpose, and that you are not a waste of space. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. You are here for a reason, and you were designed. Like, the fact that you're a vessel means that there was some thought put into you for the purpose or for the use of something, for God to do something in the world. And your purpose was given to you by God. And so now we're going to be talking about discovering that purpose that you have. And Pastor K, it's very broad, but let me first of all start by asking you, like, how would you say it takes long to discover your purpose?
That it takes long.
Yes.
I think that I wouldn't necessarily say it, I would put time to it because it's a process, right? And so it takes discovering more and more. You never ever, so you get deep, you get to know yourself even more deeply, deeper and deeper you get. So some people may stop at the surface, maybe the second layer, and that's it. And it took them amount of time. Some people just keep unlocking different performance, right? Different levels of themselves. So it really, it never stops. You're always unfolding. You're always unfolding.
I see. So is discovering your purpose something that maybe like you hear a voice and all of a sudden like, okay, I know that this is what I was made to do, or how does one begin this thing? Because in the past we've said that purpose is not the destination, purpose is the journey. So where do we begin in this journey?
Exactly. So that's the key. You begin. You've got to start. That's the for your journey. You have to start. You have to tell yourself, you know, I'm willing to walk in my purpose. You know, some people assume purpose is something you find on the way. That, oh, this is my purpose, and that's it. No, it's a journey that you go on to go. And I look at it as, you know, it's a path. It's a place that no one has ever traveled on. So there's no one who ever can walk on that path except you. So the best way to begin, the best way to figure out, discover that purpose is to tell yourself, I am going to start this journey. Every day has to have some meaning, and you recognizing that what I'm going, I'm walking according, I'm in alignment, you know, I'm discovering. There's just a mindset you have. You know, there's a mindset that you would develop by recognizing that journey you're on is unique to you. Is unique.
You know, Pastor K, there's something that I feel led to say.
Yes.
When I read 2 Timothy, it says, realize your individual value and stop discrediting yourself. You are indispensable for your master's use. He knows exactly what he has in you, and be ready for any good work. I would just start by, before you talked about that mindset, and I think that's something that we should explore, like what is this mindset you're speaking about. But before we talk about purpose is not how do I put this? What, let me tell you what purpose is not. Purpose is not what you want to do in life. Does that make sense? Like, your purpose is not what you decide you want to do. Your purpose is what you were created for.
Yes.
Those are two different things. So if you say, I want to do what I was created for, then you're working in purpose. But if you say, I want to do what I want to do, that's not your purpose. That's just what you say you want to do. And as many times as you say it, or as good as you are at it, it doesn't make it your purpose.
It doesn't.
And so erase every I, myself, and good at what I like. That is not at the beginning of this journey. It will come in later, but it's not. I think the mindsets, first of all, which Dr. Adams, you're talking about.
Yes, you know, and again, like you're saying, who knows your purpose better than the one who created you? Who knows that purpose better than the one who created you? He chose which family you came from. He chose which part of the world you were born. All of these things play a factor in, you know, that purpose or that path. So before, as you start, again, as you mentioned, your mindset, there are a few things that you have to think about your mindset on this purpose journey. Your mindset is key. The other thing that you need to think about is those innate abilities, those abilities that he purposely placed inside of you. You didn't choose it. You didn't decide. He chose it because he knew that this particular ability, I'm going to have what Sister Ruki have that. And then because of where you came from, right, where you were born, how you grew up, different things all play, like your experience are all part of this unique journey. So nothing is by surprise to God, you know. And so when we have our mindset, you know, and how do you develop this mindset? What kind of mindset should you have? There's just a few things that you have to keep in mind. You have to understand that you are a child of God.
Yes.
That you have to understand, like, what that means. I am a child of God. Mm. So if I'm a child of God and this is who I know God to be, then I know who I am. I'm a child of God. You have to understand, I am a God kind. So God, what do gods create? They create things. You know, they change things. the effects change. So you now see yourself as I'm an agent of change.
Mm-hmm.
I am a carrier of solution. I bear the answers of this world. So it's a mindset. Because when you are conditioned with these kinds of mindsets, you recognize that on your journey, nothing is just by surprise. People will say, well, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? But when you have this mindset that you are God kind, anything that comes, you know, you realize that they are bred for you. They can only make you better because it's all things work together for my good.
Pastor K, you know, because as you were speaking, it felt like it was Pastor K speaking, no longer Dr. Adams. But you know, when you talk about mindset, and I think it's so important that we talked about recognizing that you're a vessel, because that's part of this mindset. And you know what came to me was when if you've ever been at an event where you went for the event to just sit down and just listen and enjoy it, but then when you were the one organizing the event, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
One is you knew you were being useful and you knew you were being used, so you're constantly paying attention. Okay, when is my cue? You're ready, as opposed to when you don't even, like, you're not even there for anything. So if you have this mindset that, I'm not created for anything, I'm just here, you're never going to discover your purpose.
You're not.
Right? But when you have this mindset that I am of the God kind, you know, so one of my best verses in the whole Bible is in the beginning God created. And sometimes we read it, in the beginning God created the heaven. No, in the beginning God, full stop.
That's it.
In the beginning God. In the beginning of this your journey, it's God.
You know, there's something that, you know, I'll give you an example so you know also another example to relate. When I first started teaching, okay, before I started teaching, I had always been a student, which means that I would sit in class and the instructor would teach. So I was taking in the information. Fast forward, all that I know is now I've been accepted. I've accepted a position to now teach. So what happens? I was given a textbook and said, these are your class, prepare for it. Huh? So now things have changed. But all along, the class, the things I was going through, the process was preparing me for this next level.
Wow.
So now I had to sit down and think, what is it that I learned? Then eventually started clicking. I said, that's what this professor was saying all along. I understood it better because now I have gone to another level. So I was teaching what I have been taught. And through teaching, I unlocked another level of understanding. That if today you take me back to that class, the way I will absorb the material will be different. Yes. You know, but if I didn't go through the class and I was given that book, I would shake in my boots. What am I supposed to teach? What am I supposed to say? But I was able to teach. I was able to unlock my next level of understanding the material because of what the process I had gone through for those number of years. It's the same way. You are looking at your life and say, I want to be here, I want to be there. Whatever will get you there and then, maybe I'm not saying like your personal, I want to be there. Maybe you know in your heart God wants you to do something. So God, I want to do this. I know this is in my heart to do. And he sees it and you see it. But to get there starts where you are now.
Yes.
And every step prepares you. And when you're on this journey, you realize that it's so fulfilling because there's this idea that, you know, things are changing and evolving. And that's what we are, you know, created. If you look at a child, when a child is born, look at how that child is born. You look at that child 2 years, doesn't look anything like that baby, in a sense. They've evolved, they are growing. That is what creation, everything was done on the basis of what growth.
Yes.
So growth is part of the process. You must grow. You don't just arrive. You must grow.
And you know, you talked about a seed in the last podcast. And when you put two seeds together, They may have different shapes and they may have different sizes, but it doesn't look like anything at the beginning.
Yes, it doesn't.
And you can plant two different seeds, and for the first 3 weeks, they look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
But
In the
time
time.
will reveal that this is orange and this is apple.
It's only a yes.
So you may not have the full picture, but there is something in you that you are to do, that you are to express. It
That's
starts with
true.
you recognizing it. It starts with you knowing that God is at the center of this. He's at the beginning of this. And
Make him the
there
center of
is
it.
making exactly.
Make
So
it.
we're all at that, you may be at that place where it's not clear what it is, right? But it's true,
Yes.
like it's
Oh,
not
I
clear
cannot.
what it is. And
I am. Yes.
even there's some flowers, like there's some in the spring. What is it in the fall or no, it's in the spring. You see the leaves start coming out. Sorry if you're in Texas because you don't see spring and you don't know what that is. But if you live in the in awesome places like I do, where you get to see the four seasons, in the spring everything starts turning green.
Yeah, it is
It's
a season.
only later, as you get to summer, you start seeing that, oh, the flowers on this are yellow and the flowers on that is purple. But at the beginning, they all look the same. So,
Amazing.
yeah, go on.
And no, and one thing we have to understand again, and that's the beauty of purpose. If you are busy looking at the end term goal, hoping for it to look like this, because it's not looking like it now, time will pass, and a year you're still at the same place with the same mentality, looking out for that. Another year will keep passing, and then by the time you realize it's 10 years. But what if, whenever you thought, you actually took the step? What if that 5 years ago, when you thought about, oh, okay, I see God wants to use this or do this in me, you took that step. That step, then you take one more and you take more. What God is looking for is faithful men to make able. He's looking for people who are willing to go on this journey because he's more than ready to unveil to you what is put inside of you. You wouldn't know
So how
how.
does I said, so how does that process? So I think we made some progress now. We know now you have a purpose, you have this mindset where you're ready to discover this purpose. God is at the beginning of this. How does that unveiling begin?
So the unveiling begins. One thing I see to work is that the more you engage in God's word, right, the more you're actively, digesting God's word, the more that word becomes a part of you. It just does something to your overall being. When you
Yeah,
engage
true.
with the word of God, a lot more is revealed to you about you. When I'll give you an example. When we started Haritech, if I tell you what Haritech was started on, you'll be amazed. I just always
Wow.
knew that I love to teach, and I just always knew that there was something about me that, and I hope everyone can say that there is something, but I just didn't know what it looked like. So it was just one afternoon, I felt led to take a walk, and I chanced, someone will say, accidentally chanced upon. I can't, I don't, that's another day. I'll go into the topic, but that was when I knew, like, I want to do this. I feel like God is telling me to do this, which is helping people. Again, purpose will always come with help, helping people. It has to be beyond you and more of others. So I just knew, okay, God wants me to, help students come from out of the country to be able to go to school for free. Graduate student. That was how we started that idea. And I decided to say, okay, God, what do I need to do? So there are processes that go, so I wish I could go through that. But long story short, I look at Haritech now, and it looks nothing like how it started. But the basis for which it started was what? To help others. That's
Yes.
it. And so it cannot be about me, oh, so I can have my car and my money and be debt free. And you keep wanting to be debt free all the time. It has to be something. It's about impact. What is it about me that will make someone else's life much easier or better?
Yes.
That's what it is. So as you are going through life, those things will connect. You will begin to see which ones are selfish motives and the ones that are of God.
You know, you said something at the beginning. You said engage in his word to reveal more about you. And you know, at this stage, at the beginning of discovering your purpose, right? The Bible talks about that the word of God is literally the building block for everything.
Yeah, everything has a building block.
And so the building block for your life is the word of God. And the Bible
Yes.
says, I commend you to the word of God, which is able
It's
to
able
build you
to
up and give you an inheritance.
That's
You
it.
know, and so the word of God is paramount. And then in this journey of purpose, one of the first things that you look out for is service. Because remember that you were not created to make yourself happy. You were not created to be debt free. And I know something that's really going on around now. You were not created to break generational curses. That's not your purpose in life. Those things will follow, right? But your purpose in life is service. Service to God and to the people that God has created. And
Yes.
so every time that you take yourself out of the equation and you begin to have dreams that are bigger than you are attracting more
Yes.
because God is always caring about other people. When
Exactly.
God would go to Gideon, he was the weakest of everybody. He said, "Oh, I'm the weakest, I'm the least in my clan." God said that, "I want to use you, mighty man of valor. I want to use you to deliver these people."
Yes.
So God never came to any man just to bless him for the sake of blessing him, for the sake of, even when
Yeah.
he
For
blessed
more.
Abraham, it was for the Jews, it was for the sake of the world. So your purpose is for the body of Christ, is for the world at large, and is to serve God.
Because each
So this
joint supplies. Yeah.
exactly. So you are
You,
not for yourself and you are
you're not
not
for
for your
yourself.
pleasure.
What's everything supply, your body. Every you look at your body, every joint supply, everything. It's not every nothing is in isolation.
And you know something, Dr. Adam, something I'm running away from these days is, I won't say running away from, but I literally stay away from anything that is strictly for making money. N not that making money is wrong, but if the only thing that makes me do it is money, I'm not interested in it. If the only thing that makes me go into any venture is just for the sake of making money, I'm not interested in it. Why? Because in God's plan for me, in His purpose for me, I don't think poverty was included. So if I'm walking in that place,
That's
purpose, there will be provision.
And you know, one thing that stood out to me once I noticed that, and I'm glad you brought it up, was that a lot of things are thrown out now that out there that people say, oh, I'm establishing my business. Honestly, now I don't like the word business anymore. Because when I think of business, I see busy, just busy doing something. So for me, well, before you say you want to start your business, say, I want to walk in my calling. I want to operate in my calling. When you look at it that way, it goes beyond business because business is like money. I've got to start my business for what? Oh, so you know, I can make money. No one will say, I want to start my business to help. You know, it doesn't always come. Business seems as though to make money for your next generation, for this, but your calling is something you are meant to do or become in life. So it actually gives you a set. So I can't just start any business for the purpose of what?
For the exactly.
It's so money, oh, then that's business. I'm not interested. So I don't like anyone to call and say, oh, Harry Tech is it. It's not a business, it's a calling. It's a calling. That is what I was created. That's another chariot, a vehicle to propagate the gospel. It is not a business. And when and it will sustain itself. And I will enjoy the fruits of it. But ultimately, right, it's for a greater purpose to serve humanity. So I don't create business. I walk in my calling.
Wow.
That's the mindset. So it's all about mindset. So you, that's why that's the number. I dare to say that's one of the top questions any age group is asking, especially young ones. And young ones are asking that question because these are the formative years. Things that you do now will, you know, you will either reap or pay. So discovering your purpose is so unique, it's formulated. Imagine you go to a pharmacy and, you know, they specially formulate a drug for that person because they added A and B and C and D based off of the needs of that person or, you know, whatever is needed. It's what formulated. Yours is peculiar. So when you understand that yours is everyone's is different, there's no reason to stick your neck over looking at what somebody else is doing. And so that's the in thing. That's the new thing. And then you forget your path, focusing on what the person is, what walking in their purpose. Celebrate that. Learn. Ask questions. What did they do? You know, it was something I always tell people is that in the Bible in 2 Peter 1:5-9, it says the faith you have, but you must add to your faith. That is what you should be focused on. It says add to your faith moral excellence. That's 2 Peter 1:5-9. Moral excellence. And then also increase your knowledge in the area of interest. These are the things you're supposed to be doing. What interests you? Right? You increase your knowledge. You may read a book that you found, podcasts. Number one, obviously, is the word of God.
Yeah.
But you supplement, you add to it as well, right? Increase your knowledge so that when you stand up there, you are talking, you know where you are coming from. You're not now saying, oh, spirit, feel me, you know, show me what you want me to say. He has to work with what's inside of you. You must be alert with discipline, right? Follow through what you say you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Don't let 24 hours pass by and you cannot account for it.
You know, Dr. Adams, there's just something that came to my heart as you were speaking, you know, just now about this thing about knowledge. And I think is just something, a warning for this generation, is that people, like, listen to podcasts, read books, listen to messages, because I was just thinking, what was the difference between Peter and Paul? And why would God use Paul so mightily? Mm-hmm. We can come up with many reasons, but let's be honest. One was a fisherman and one was a student of the law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul, the revelation he got and everything, why? There was a rich deposit of the scriptures in him.
Yes.
And so Peter had his limitations because of knowledge. It was not the spirit that was the limitation. Because the
lack of knowledge.
Yes, it was the lack of there was a knowledge that Paul had that made it easy for him to connect what was going on with the Holy Spirit and the Old Testament.
Yes.
And you see that in the book of Romans, the perfection of the book of Romans is next to none. Why? Because there was something he knew. So there's something you don't know that is keeping you from where you're meant to be. And if you wait to experience, you know, one thing I found out about reading books, there's something I always love to say. I said, if you decide not to read, be ready to fail, first of all. But if you decide not to read, be ready that you will spend 30 years to learn what somebody spent 30 years already. Because people are writing, they've done the work with their life, they've failed, they've had mistakes, and they package that and write it in a book. And you say, oh no, I'm not going to read because I don't like reading. I'm going to experience this whole failure for myself. why would anyone choose that? I'm absolutely with this. Like, in the discovering your purpose, just begin to build.
Develop a reading. You have to read. If his word, if the Bible, to know the things of God have been what? Placed in a book. And so, you know, you read his word. He says, study my word. Meditate on it.
Yeah.
So as you read the word, It's like yesterday you read that same scripture. Come a year later, you read that same scripture. Your knowledge has is your comprehension is different. You get it? And so you realize that, you know, when we talk about knowledge, it's about understanding, about comprehension. The more you read and the more you go on that, you realize that now the same words will come to you and you process it differently.
Yes.
It's, you know, there's just something. But if you have a fixed mindset, oh, you know, I'm just going to do it my way and that's it, you'll be amazed because, you know, you have to what? You have to gain knowledge. Gain it. Mm. Seek knowledge. Find it. Read it. Take it in. And then that's what you build upon. It's from that place that you operate.
Yes.
You know, from that knowing, you know, okay, because of what I know that going this direction is the right one. Going that direction is right. It's hidden in the word of God. It says mysteries are in the book. That many Christians know about it, but others don't know. Why? Because
my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Lack of it.
Mm-hmm. So it's super important that adding the knowledge to
adding the knowledge
to yourself.
Yes. So that's the developing, and I'll go to so the moral excellence, increase your knowledge in the area of interest, alert discipline, right? Being diligent, making sure that, you know, certain things are right. Maybe even it goes to, you know, how you go about your day, making sure that you are accountable. You know, that 24 hours, what are you doing? That is in relation or is in correlation to you discovering more about yourself. The next one you have to think, which is in 2 Peter 1, 5 to 9, is patience. Exercise patience. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. Exercise patience. Every step, you realize that as you exercise patience, it prepares you, right? It positions you to move on to your next step.
Mm.
It takes, you know, everything is a factor of time. Right now, I'm here. I can wish for it to be 6 o'clock, but what? It is what? This time, at this time, 11 or 12. So what? It takes time. It goes a second or what? Do you get what I mean? And so because everything there's a time factor, you have to exercise patience. And then what? The last thing, but not the least, is to love. You know, love yourself. If you've done something or you are not proud of, you know, how you wasted, quote unquote, your years, He's willing to use that even. So, you know, cut yourself some slack. Yes, it didn't. Maybe you could have started a year ago, but it didn't happen. Start today. Show yourself some love. Because, well, God is love. How can God live in you and you have so much hatred for yourself? I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I stooped so low. I can't believe I didn't do that. And then you're just blaming yourself. You will not flourish in that kind of environment. What you flourish in is in love. And also love one another, encourage one another. It does something to you when you inspire others, when you encourage others. You too are encouraged. Show love. Maybe, you know, even if it feels like someone may not deserve it, doesn't matter. Show love. That frees you, that opens up for God to, you know, work in you. So those things are things you also, so you realize that finding your purpose has to do a lot with what unveiling what's in you.
Yes. you know something, Dr. Adams, I'm thinking that if anybody got to this level, what a life you're living.
You enjoy it.
Also, yes, you're already enjoying your life. Why? Because you came in with a mindset that you have a purpose, you recognize that, and then you're actively working towards discovering your purpose, meaning that you put God at the beginning of everything. Your life is geared towards service. You and your desires, your wishes, it's not at the center of your life. In addition to that, you're focused on the word of God. You are adding to yourself wisdom, knowledge. You are disciplined. You are alert. Like, your time has value. You are, you know, like, if you are doing these things alone, and the beautiful thing about discovering purpose is that you start walking in purpose many times before you even realize that it was your purpose you were doing all along.
Like, all along. It is.
Like, when you were in school. Yeah, like even for you when you were in school, the classes you were taking, deciding to further your education, like all those things was part of it. And it didn't come to you in a dream or in a vision, but it was in that bid to constantly improve, constantly unveil the richness in your personality, right? So if you're beginning to do all the, I mean, you're living a life of purpose. Why? Because you'll be touching other people. There's no way that you shine and people will not be impacted by it because you're serving. And if you want to know what serving truly means, listen to the Beyond the Pulpit episode with myself and Benji, and she really talked about what service looks like. And also listen to Beyond the Pulpit with Ife as well. But, you know, let's talk about abilities, because at the beginning I kind of said that, oh, don't focus on what you're good at, what you like. That's going to come later. And so now, in a sense, you are evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And you now begin to discover the things you're good at. There's something I always love to say, and that God has really helped me with, was to acknowledge every good thing in
you. Yes.
You know, you talked about loving yourself and being kind to yourself. The people that don't think they're special. One thing God has helped me with is that I think I'm really special. In fact, this
you should be able to say that.
Yes, you should be able to say that. I'm not just like just saying. You should mean it. Like, I am actually special. I'm creative. I'm funny. I that and I'm not. It's not a confession. It's actually what you're good at, right?
Thank you. Can I add something there real quick? Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. It is not something just any confession, but it's something that you've actually understand or believe in it. So you read the Bible and you know, or you know that you are a success. You say, oh yeah, I know I'm a success, and you are good. I know I can do all things. Do you? When you get to a point where you know, you say, yeah, you know what? I am a success. I can do all things through Christ. It goes from, oh, I know I can, to I can actually. So when you have that mindset, it goes a long way, because now you actually, and who else are you on? You know, sometimes you believe it, but then you know it, but deep inside a person is looking at it like, am I really? You haven't gotten to the level yet, but when you get to another where you actually know that, yeah, I was purposely made of God. Wow. Like, God lives in me. Amazing. You know, there's a difference in how you act and how you portray
Absolutely.
Yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, any kind of last, I guess, words just about, like, still these just unveiling your purpose or discovering your purpose, so to speak.
So my final words, what I would add to this is still on the what I spoke about, was adding to your faith, moral excellence, knowledge, discipline, patience, and love. If you read that same scripture at the end of it, he says that around verse 8, he says, if these qualities are yours and are increasing, which means in you as you grow towards your spiritual maturity, he says, they will keep you from being useless and unproductive.
Yes.
I think the Message translation will say that no grass will be able to grow under your feet, because you've gained that establishment, you've gained that presence. So, you know, when you people are saying, I want to be productive. Yes. But if you're not working in these sort of soft skills, we call it, you will not be able to operate in your other skills, your skill sets, or discovering this purpose. These soft skills are very necessary. Your moral excellence, your knowledge, discipline, patience, love. And then recognize all of these things gives you a certain mindset. And you are much more aware of yourself at any point in time in your life, recognizing that there's a purpose for everything. There's a purpose for in every season. There's a reason for this. There's a reason. As a child of God who's walking in his will, everything is for a purpose. Everything is for a purpose. Yes. I think you mentioned something about the abilities. I don't know if that would be another.
Yes, that's, I mean, that's a whole lot, you know, but something I was thinking about, and I always, when it comes to purpose, I always like to link it to David, because David was going to be king even before he was born. You know, I believe it was David that said, "You separated me," or maybe David or Jeremiah, one of them. But you know, David knew about the purpose of God. He knew how God loved him. He knew that God cared about him. And he was a young guy taking care of sheep, and he was going to be king all along. But everything along that line, him taking care of sheep, him killing a lion, even when he killed Goliath, he still did it. He still, so to speak, didn't even get to where God was taking him, but he was working the process.
A
You know what I mean?
process.
So everything
Yes.
you're doing now, even listening to this, is leading you to where you are going. It's not a
Yeah.
mistake that you heard this message when you heard it. It's not a mistake that you just said, "Okay, let me listen to this podcast." It's a mistake that you've listened as long as where we are. And
Yeah.
the things that you're good at, even the things you don't like, let's say you're really good at getting people together. That's something. That's
Yeah.
something. The greatest, you know, the greatest businesses in the world didn't start out to make money. The businesses that start out to make money are like laundromats, all those, they just, you have you ever seen a laundromat that is around the, no, it's always about people. You know, Amazon, how can we sell books online and not have people going to the store? Facebook, how can we connect people together in such a way that, oh, people, you know, Instagram, okay, people are spreading. Instagram started as a photo book that you could just observe online. Remember how we had photo albums when we were kids? This was
Came
this
magic.
was going to be a photo album that, you know, any people all around the world could
And
see,
now
and they don't have to come
look
to
at
your
that.
house.
Yeah, IG
Look at
live. Who would have thought?
exactly. Who would exactly? So don't write yourself off.
Don't, yes.
Don't write yourself off. And if there are things in your heart, oftentimes God has put it in your heart. I remember when God gave me this, and He told me how that Moses always wanted to be savior. Remember that he killed an Egyptian for fighting a Hebrew guy. But if
Yes.
you do it by yourself, you will go the wrong way. But if you
Yeah.
do it with him, Moses went, now when he went with God this time, I mean, the power, the authority, everything was different. But he always had it in his heart that his brethren, the Hebrew, were suffering. It was always a desire of his heart to help them. He tried to help them with his own power, and he ended up killing a man and ran away. But even in that, so even if you've made mistakes and your life has gotten to a point where it just seems like everything you've made is the wrong decision, you're hearing this to put you on the right track. And if you've never accepted Jesus into your heart, again, remember that in the beginning, God, in the beginning, God, in the beginning of your life's journey, God. And God, you accepting God into your heart, accepting Jesus Christ into your heart, is the
Yes.
most important decision you ever make. Because remember that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says everything was made through him and for him. So you were made for him. And if you are not being used by him, then you're being misused.
That's it. Yep,
And it,
there's the
I know
that
even when
people.
Jesus came into the world, his purpose wasn't had nothing to do with money. His purpose had something to do with everybody else. His purpose
People.
had to do with, yes, rescuing people from death, saving them from sin, saving them from the life of depression, and bringing them into the plan of God. So if you've never accepted Jesus into your life, this is the beginning of walking in the plan of God for your life. This is the beginning of a new day for you. And I just want you to say this simple prayer with me. And when you say this prayer into me, you'll be transformed. You've now come into the family of God, and this journey of purpose for you has started. Why? Because in the beginning, God, in the beginning, Jesus, and this is the beginning of a new story for you. Whatever story you were writing before, it doesn't matter. This is the story that matters. So please say this after me. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of the God kind.
Welcome
to the first day of the beginning of the rest of your life. Oh, welcome to a life of purpose. Reach out to me after listening to this, or if you said the prayer, reach out to me. I'd like to talk to you and share with you and answer any questions that you might have. And yes, so this is about discovering your purpose. I hope you've learned a few things. You've realized that there's no formula, there's no simple, you know, do this and fast and pray for 3 weeks and you're going to hear a voice. No, there's a life that you have to live. And as you live that life, your purpose begins to unveil to you and you grow in it. You know, but Pastor Kate, would you like to pray for someone who maybe already gave their life to Christ, or maybe is already a Christian and hasn't really thought about purpose seriously, doesn't really feel like they're walking in purpose? And after listening to this, they're really moved to begin this life of service, this life of meaning, and this life of being used by God. And I'd just like you to pray for them, and so that the same grace that God has extended towards you in you discovering your purpose at a young age, living that purpose and seeing life transformed, of which I'm one of them. Would you just like to pray for them?
Hallelujah. Yes, it will be an honor. You know, you are the right place at the right time. You're not listening to this by accident. It has been planned so that you can walk in your purpose. Father, I pray for anyone here who are at the point of their life where they are ready to go on this journey. Father, I pray for wisdom and insight as they go on this journey, that every day their path that they're on is becoming more clear and clearer as they study more of your word, that word is that light that shines on their path, and that they are encouraged inside because of the Holy Spirit, who is their guide, their teacher, and their standby.
Amen.
To guide them through this process. Father, I pray for anyone that maybe their mindset is what is stopping them from going through this journey. That today, because they've come to understand that they are the God kind, that Christ is in them, that Father, oh Lord, any negative mindset, any fixed mindset, anything they may have experienced in the past that is might be hindering them from walking in their purpose, I stand in agreement and I stand with them, and we pray against that, oh Lord, that they are free from any bondage of the mind, that as they study the word, oh Lord, they are inspired as they study the word, that their minds are renewed, understanding who you have made them. Father, I pray that each and every purpose, every step that they take, they will see. They will begin to see more and more. Things are begin to appear and clearer to them. And as they walk in that purpose, they would now won't be able to keep quiet, because they now see clearly that they can also tell others, come and see what I found. Come and see what I've seen. That their testimony would also be an answer for many who are also looking to go on that journey. We thank you. The fact that they are here and the fact that they've heard this message, their life will never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. This is the beginning of beautiful things in your life. If you just said amen to that prayer, thank you so much, Pastor Kay, being here talking with us. And, you know, one of the best things I ever heard, someone said, oh, you know, listening to Pastor Kay, I can't believe that I'm hearing those things for free. And that's exactly it. I can't believe that this whole thing is for free. So thank you so much for the investment in your personality that is blessing so many people around the world, and myself especially. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much. And great work. Keep it up. It's unfolding. I'm seeing what God is unveiling right before our eyes, you know, the beauty of growth and going on this journey. So I know many more things are in store for you as well. So I'm excited. Let's grow together and unfold the mystery for us. Amen.
Yes, everyone. Let's all grow together. Thank
Let's
you.
grow together.
Bye.
That's it.
Bye-bye, and until
bye.
I come your way again on the next episode of Conversations with Ricky.